Time now for the Best of Ourselves segment with Marcia Hyatt. Welcome home.
Thanks, CJ. It's really nice to be here. Really, really nice. You know, you take home for granted sometimes.
You do, don't you?
Yeah. And then you have this natural phenomenon that says, nope, 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 you can't go home. So I do want to talk a little bit about that. Though I'm actually getting a little tired about talking about being stuck in Europe. But you know, the gift of being knocked out of your comfort zone, the gift of going through a difficult time, albeit not terribly gracefully. You know, I have a lot to learn yet. And so I want to talk a little bit about some of those lessons and just, and what I'm just, you know, so here I am, I'm home and it's, and I live here and I'm so grateful and I'm, you know, everything is fine. So what was that about? For I do this roller coaster ride while being stuck in Europe, of you know, okay, this is the way it is. I can, you know, I can wait it out, to just utter despair and panic. I've got to get home. And what was that about? What is home? What was that emotion about? And oh man, I've just so many lessons from this trip. So
where do we start?
I don't know. I think the, you know, the thing is, for me, the place to start is, okay, a flight gets canceled. There's just some vague thing about some cloud. They can't fly through a cloud. And so that's an inconvenience. And then it's an inconvenience when they say, oh, by the way, there's no hotel rooms in Amsterdam. You're going to have, we're pulling cots in here. To, okay, we had someone find us a hotel room, but you're in this mass of confused humanity and the emotional, I mean thousands, it's hard to imagine, just people everywhere trying to find answers. And there's just sort of this helpless feeling, powerless feeling with that. So the first thing was to have a place to stay. And I actually was fine if we were going to sleep in a cot. And, you know, it would not have been a terrific night of sleep, but it's like, oh, you know, worse things have happened. So, you know, went to this convenience to then watch the news, and they're saying, it might be days, might be weeks, might be months, might be 2 years, like this volcano was last time. I was thinking, oh my gosh, 2 years? I mean, months, weeks? No, no, I got to get home. So, you know, I sit back here as a Monday morning quarterback and saying, now look at it in hindsight. It's like, oh my goodness, get a grip, girl. You know, you know, you had food, you had shelter, you were safe, but there were times when it was just horrible.
Well, the unknown factor is what makes it that way, I think. I mean, if you had known, okay, I can't go home as scheduled, but I will be leaving in 4 or 5 days.
Yes.
If you knew that,
yes,
you would have made the best of it.
Yes.
It would have been a holiday.
Yes.
It was the unknown.
It was the unknown and the changing unknown. I mean, so it was truly like standing on shifting ground, because we settled in. It's like, okay, we were supposed to leave Thursday. This is now the flight is scheduled for Monday. It's like, okay, well, what should we do? Well, I've never been in Amsterdam. But then starting Saturday night, well, the flight got canceled on Monday and the news is saying these horrible stories, and other people who have taken a lot more initiative than me have found a way home by going to Spain. So I'm like, whoa, what? And it could be weeks, we're saying. So then that shifting ground, and I'm trying to figure out, for me, you know, lots of this is personal. I mean, I know I wasn't the only one who was anxious to get home and only one upset or going through a roller coaster of emotion, to put it that way. But the powerlessness, the continuing shifting ground, the fact that I was caught in another country during 9/11. And so I had a really emotionally difficult time because of the horror of that attack. And being stuck in Canada, I mean, yes, I could drive home, which is what I ended up doing in that case. So here I'm in Europe. I can't drive home.
Really? Can't swim, can't drive, can't fly.
We can't. Well, you know, we looked up boats, by the way. I mean, we looked up everything. There was a room on the Queen Elizabeth II for $10,000, which, you know, but honestly, we couldn't have gotten to England to get on it anyway.
Right.
If I had the $10,000. So the powerlessness, the unknown, I think my own personal association with it. And the fact that when I relaxed into, okay, it's going to be Monday. And then we get emails and calls from colleagues and friends saying, oh, I'm leaving tomorrow. I found a way to Spain. And I'm thinking, wow, what kind of fool am I? I've just been passive enjoying Amsterdam when I could be getting home guaranteed. And right now it still might be a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. So all of that. And because thank you, friends and family, everything that had to be taken care of, my mother, our dog, our house, was all covered. And I was with my husband. So I had so much to be grateful for. And I think that there's something about being in Europe anyway, being in a totally, I'm not really literate. I don't speak different languages. Mm-hmm. I'm embarrassed to say. And you're in a world, and it's still Northern Europe, think about Asia, in Northern Europe, but it's still foreign. I mean, everything is different, like how you pay for stuff and how you cross the street and how you, everything is mm-hmm. different.
And that's stressful. It wears on you after
yeah.
a while.
Yeah. And we're in cities, which is, we're not city folk. And so we're just longing to settle in and be home. And I'm a very introverted person, which I know strikes a lot of folks as odd because I'll do a radio show or I'll do a play, but I need that nest. I need that. You too?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, I need that kind of place to kind of curl up and make sense yep. of things. And it's like a still pond.
Recharge.
Yeah, to recharge. And I had a hotel room, but it wasn't, you know, I'm a little plastic bag with our toothbrush and toothpaste, but it wasn't the same. And so part of what I had to deal with is also my embarrassment at my lack of grace. We never lost our temper with anybody. We never did anything like that was embarrassing. But the strong emotions, I'm thinking, oh, you know, if you were had your act together, you could be centered and, you know, more present and accepting. And a lot of emails, by the way, came to me saying, why aren't you being more mellow and accepting? It's like, okay, should I be shameful that I feel? And then a lot of emails came saying, why aren't you going to Spain? Why are you being so passive? So it was really interesting to get all this wow. judgment coming. And then my judging myself at not being able to get as centered as I would have scripted myself to be.
Mm.
So, you know, in hindsight, I would go in and out of, and I still have, and great gratefulness because, one, my husband and I strengthened our marriage through this trip instead of bickered. And he was a great coach because early on, there were some decisions we made that would have changed the whole thing. But he said, let's not do the shoulda, woulda, couldas. Let's just make the best decision and then go on. And he held us to that. And I was so, so grateful. So nice. Grateful I had a home to come to.
Yes.
So grateful I had support. And so grateful that I live in Cook County.
Amen, sister.
And so there's a quote from George Washington I so related to. He said, I'd rather be on my farm than be emperor of the world. And I think, yeah, I'd rather be home in Cook County than anywhere else.
Me too. Great.